The voluntary reaction is a safe space where known dullards gather to drink from the keg of glory or drown in the pool of despair. All opinions, takes, questions, criticisms, and insults cannot and will not be held against a speaker after a 24-hour cooling off period. Please listen accordingly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome in to the voluntary reaction where we drink tonight from the keg of glory as Tennessee has claimed the 2023-2024 SEC basketball championship. It's the final out. 66-59, the Volunteers walk up into Colonial Life Arena, make a sandwich, throw the cheese wrapper on the floor, and we, Bear and Davey Hudson of OutKick, are your SEC champions.
Hang the damn banner, Russ. Hang it.
Boys, it wasn't always pretty. Davey Hudson, we had a 10-point lead at the under four timeout, and then it got interesting. As South Carolina would not go away, I give them a lot of credit, man. That is a tough, gutsy team. Lamont Paris has my vote for SEC Coach of the Year. But he'll have to settle for second place at best as the SEC champion is clad in big orange.
It feels good to be on top. The keg is tapped. It is cold and smooth and it's crisp. And I feel it going down my esophagus right now. And there's no better feeling in the world. This was a game where Tennessee was at times offensively challenged, but we were just tougher than them for a good portion of the game. We hit the free throws when it mattered, and you know, defense, they talk about it, you know, offense can win you some games, but defense wins you championships, and that's exactly what happened tonight.
I feel it in my plums, Bear. I could feel it. The first outright SEC championship since 2009. The second of the Barnes era. We can drink from the keg of glory. We will hang on the rim. We will take no prisoners. South Carolina can suck it. And tomorrow, we will go for the cherry on top. We will beat Kentucky Saturday at Thompson Bowling Arena. Bear, not because we have to. Not because we have to, but because we choose to, because they are Kentucky, and because we hate them.
That is true, Russ.
We will beat them because we can, because it's what Rick Barnes does. But I don't even care about that right now. Let's go through the numbers as Tennessee bests South Carolina. They drug us into their style. They drug us into their game. We could only muster 59 points in Knoxville. They could only muster 59 points on their home court. Dalton Connect doing his thing tonight, pouring in 26 points on 9 of 23 shooting, 5 of 11 from beyond the arc, a perfect 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Tennessee goes 19 of 22 at the free throw line tonight, and we needed every single one of them. Clutch from the stripe, 86%. Meanwhile, South Carolina, only 5 of 10. I'm sure their fans are pissed off about the officiating. We'll talk more about
that.
What
the foul?
Adu, 14 points and 9 rebounds, just missing a double-double. Wasn't always pretty for the big fella, but he did enough. Ziegler, we talked about it this week, Bear. He had a very bad. He was 0 of 6 from the field against Carolina in Knoxville. Only 3 of 8 today, but he does get 13 points, a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw stripe. Again, they were all clutch. 7 assists for the little general tonight. And how about my man, Santi Vescovi? Only 2 points. Can't buy a bucket. Really not a factor offensively until he walks to the free throw stripe with 27 seconds left and a 4-point lead, and he makes it a 5-point lead, and that was pretty much it.
Him and James did not hit a field goal tonight.
Not a recipe for success long-term, probably, but we were able to make it work tonight.
I think it's – I don't know if it's Jordan Moore or one of the other stat gurus But we are undefeated when Adu scores in double digits this year.
Well, I mean, it was frustrating at times because they were packing the lane, but like you could see that we were just bound and determined to get that ball inside. And, you know, it worked. I probably would have liked to see a little more Awaka in the second half. You know, the numbers don't show it, but I thought he had a presence about him tonight in the post. I thought he was up for it, but you can't argue with Adu, man. I mean, he has been such an important part of this team. For South Carolina, Michi Johnson, again, they would not go away, man. 18 points for him tonight. Murray Bowles and Cooper with 11. Cooper torched us up here in the game up here, and he really didn't do much until the very end, and I guess give him credit. He's the guy who, I'm with you, Bear. It was not a foul on Meshack.
Cooper jumped into him.
Jumped into him. I think that was a great no call. It is what it is, man. We were the better team. We earned it tonight. We were tougher, as Davey said. And the Volunteers we're sizing them up for rings, boys.
Yeah. I'll tell you where Michi didn't get us was he went 0-for-7 from three.
Yeah.
They really like struggled they from three in the first half.
When they went into that first half where they just kept shooting three after three after three.
Oh, we're such a good defensive team, man. I mean, just locking down and 28% from three-point land, 8 of 29 for South Carolina. Right after we did the same thing to Alabama on Saturday, Tennessee is really in a defensive and even when we do get beat off the dribble, I mean, we've got the big guy back there. And we're going to foul you. We're going to block your shot. We're going to make you miss it. We're going to make you earn it. We're not giving up many layups.
No.
Let's talk about it, folks. You want to talk about it? Go ahead and request to speak. When we come to you, be sure to turn your microphone on. Let's start Star Child.
How about the damn balls? Give me that ring. Like DK said, give me the ring. Put it on my finger. Hold on, give me a second.
Championes. Ole, ole, ole.
Getting that SEC regular season championship. I was 8 years old the last time that happened. Come on, guys. Amp me up right now. I'm already hyped.
I mean, these don't come around every year, Star Child. Don't. You don't know when the next one is going to come. You got to savor it.
I think a bigger part of this, too, is we go back and we're kind of discussing, like, before this four-game stretch against all top 20 opponents, it's like, what would you be happy with? And you're just like, well, you know, 2-2, you're in a good spot. I would take 3-1. We got a chance to go for the fucking sweep. We got a chance to go 4-0. You have senior night coming down the tracks on Saturday. Guys that have been here for 5 years and Josiah Jordan James, Santiago Vescovi, you're also going to be able to honor Dalton Connect, who's had an outstanding career. And the opportunity, I mean, if he goes off against Kentucky and just lights it up in the SEC tournament, it's not out of the realm of possibility of him winning the Wooden Award. Like, that's still out there. I know that's not what we're ultimately looking for, but I mean, we've already knocked off one piece of hardware. We got more we're coming for.
And you're exactly right, Davey. I remember we talking about this a few weeks ago. Was it two weeks ago now? You know, can we go 3-1? Some people were like, I think we go 2-2. I think, you know, and there were some people who went, you know, we can get the full sweep. But I honestly think the toughest games are behind us. I think that was it Arkansas, right? The first game was at Arkansas, I think.
As far as the win streak goes, you're 7-0 since and then, the bad loss to A&M.
Right. But, I mean, we got the one that mattered. Do we want to beat Kentucky? Absolutely. But you touched on it, Russ, how good our defense is. Watching us collapse on every guy that tried to go in the paint the last 2 minutes, three guys collapsing the paint. Like, you got to – that's just what you have to do against physical teams like South Carolina. They're going to drive every time. And I think that Vescovi led the way right there. Is just great defense. So I'm going to eat my victory lap Arby's right now. And I'm going to go sing Rocky Top. And I, funny thing, guys, I live in a neighborhood and there is a massive Gamecocks fan the next door, right next to me. They got a big old flag in the front yard. They got a big old flag in the backyard. I can't wait to go get the mail tomorrow morning and look at this sucker in the face. They call their fans, what is it, the cockpit?
The cockpit.
I can't even get into the homosexual references I could go off right now, but we're just going to stick to Tennessee.
It's 2024. It's
right, dude.
Yeah,
hey, I mean,
we like to keep it.
We're not
PC.
Middle school anymore. We're not in middle school anymore.
Exactly.
Anymore.
We're mature
exactly.
adults. Some
Hi,
of us.
Boys.
Thank
Bear
you, Star Child.
I appreciate it a lot.
Appreciate you, my friend. Enjoy the championship. Enjoy rubbing it in over your Gamecock neighbor. Enjoy the sweet smell of success. Already, guys, the haters and losers, of which there are many, are saying, hey, you know, Tennessee celebrating an SEC championship. I see the guy from the Dan Patrick Show talking about how we need to have bigger goals. We do have bigger goals. We are perfectly aware that if we fall on our face in the NCAA tournament, it will be a complete and total disaster. But this is a 17-game slog, the SEC season. I mean, it has become just a brutal marathon, and we won it. And we're going to take a minute. You're damn right. We're going to take 24 hours to walk around with our chest puffed out, and we're going to hang the damn banner. And we're not apologizing for it.
Perloff. What a clown. Vandy up early.
I don't see that one holding, but.
That would be hilarious, dude.
Until tonight. Tennessee becomes the second team to clinch their seat in the SEC tournament. The first team being Missouri.
So they means we play at 1 o'clock. Dude. 1 o'clock on Friday, Davo.
Yes.
Is it one or noon?
1 Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be going live on the drive right around the time the game ends.
We'll do it live. T Carp. Is next. T Carp, welcome in, champion.
Welcome in, my brother. We went into their house, opened up the fridge, took the last soda, put it in your mother's favorite china, and drank it, and put the glass on the coffee table, no coaster, and walked out. That's what we did tonight to the rest of the SEC. We took their best. I mean, we had a target on our back all year. We had everybody's best game, and we walked around and we won that son of a bitch. And I love it. And I've never seen Tennessee basketball as good as this. I grew up watching Tennessee basketball, and Pearl was the best thing that I'd ever seen. But I had the buzz ball. And it was, oh God. And just to have it like this and to be able to just sit back and just cheer it on and just, oh, it's just so, so good. And I love it. My kids love it. My wife loves it. I mean, but, oh, it's just so, so good. So I'm just sitting back, relaxing, drinking a little bit of whiskey, and I am going to get on some Twitter dunks on these people. My brother-in-law is a daggum South Carolina fan. I cannot wait to maybe text him or call him and be like, hey, did you check that game out? You know, just all that stuff. I'm going to roll in it for 24 hours, and I love it. And, we win so many different ways with this team. Just seeing that one play by Vescovi where he switches – and is taking over that really big tall guy. And I'm sorry, I don't remember his name. And he just gets that rebound. He's just so smart. We've got such a smart team. And I don't know, man. I think I really have a lot of confidence going into the SEC tournament that we can sweep it. And then that'll be the best team we've had. Have we ever won both before?
That's a great question. I mean, it would have been before I was born because we certainly didn't win it 2 years ago with Kennedy Chandler.
So, no, we didn't. We haven't.
Is this the best team since Ernie and Bernie? I know. I'm not
too early to
say. I'm asking a big question.
Depends on what happens in the tournament. I mean, I know it's a cop out, but it's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, there've been a lot of.
Can we? If they win not the SEC or the NCAA, but if they win the SEC tournament, can we say that?
If they win the SEC tournament,
no, no, we won't be able to. We won't be able to properly place this team until it's until all after done. The
Okay. Yeah. I can understand that. Well, guys,
because right now, to me, and Russell immediately tell me that wasn't even Pearl's best team, but the Elite Eight team. I mean, that's who made it the furthest.
I get what you're saying there.
You can't. Like, I mean, we could have the conversation if you're Purdue, they won the Big Ten championship last year, regular season, and the tournament championship, and then they.
Nobody remembers that.
They went out. Yeah, they went out in round one.
I understand that. My biggest thing is we've got to. I'd like to secure a one seed if at all possible. And I know, does winning the regular season SEC champion, does that secure us one seed? Or do we have to actually win the SEC tournament to secure a one seed?
I don't think you have to win I don't think you have to win the SEC tournament. But, Davey, I think we have to win two more. I think we have to beat Carolina, and I think we have to win whoever we play on Friday in the
SEC.
You
mean Kentucky?
If we do that, if we beat Kentucky and win on Friday in the SEC tournament, then I think unless the committee is just dead set on screwing us, which they might be, yeah. I think we've earned the one seed.
I just don't want to run into someone that makes it to the Final Four again or something like that. I want to have a nice, easy way to the Elite Eight, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I can just tell you if you lose Saturday and you lose round one, you're not getting the one seed.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And we haven't earned it.
I get what you're saying there.
Yeah, if we lose the next two and we haven't earned a one seed.
We have picked up two quad one wins in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We've got to. I just don't see a lot of other teams that have the resume we do. Anyway, love you guys. I'm going to get out of the way.
Thank you, T-Car. Appreciate it, my friend. How about our guy, Phil, the negative Nancys, crawling out from under their rocks today, Phil and Pojo, a couple of Nancy boys. They're not built for this, Bear. I honestly don't know why they follow Tennessee athletics. They are not built for this.
They're not the only ones.
But we have some fans in this fan base just simply not built for this. You saw them. They're giving up. They're waving the white flag. Oh, we're playing so terribly. We're playing a really good top 25 team on their home court in a damn hostile environment. I mean, that's we talked to Tyler Head from 107.5 The Game in Columbia today on the show, Bear. He called it the biggest game in South Carolina history.
It sounded like that on TV. Like, I was stunned. The tickets were going for $20. That was every bit as hostile and loud as it gets down on the plains.
That's a fun environment. I saw an NCAA tournament game there, and I really like how that arena's kind of set up.
Now, I will tell you, they have a very, very low basketball IQ down there, their fan base. They were all torn up, and it was just obvious, and they were also throwing ice onto the floor.
Oh, that's not nice.
I wonder if David Ubbin and the rest of the Tennessee fan bashers will say anything about it.
Let's get Cole. I wouldn't hold your breath. Let's get Cole in here. Cole, welcome in, champion.
Oh, thank you, brothers. Hey, the keg of glory is overflowing tonight. Let me just start out with a big old go balls. And also, I just need everybody to just, let's just take a moment here. Let's take a moment. Everybody stand up, render a firm salute for Mr. Joe Lindsay and Brian Dorsey, our officials for the night. Thank you for your service, Mr. Ref.
I mean, I don't think they want us to get – here's the thing. Carolina fans want to boo the refs, and fair play, man. I thought it was a poorly officiated game, but I thought it was poorly officiated on both. I mean, we had some guys, particularly in the first half. I remember two plays where Adu and Ziegler were just absolutely murdered at the rim. There's 4 points right there we get screwed out of. They were letting them play and really physical down low. You guys know how I feel about that. I won't go on and on about it too much. But if they called that game the way it was supposed to be called, the way the rule book is written, then I feel like we would have won by about 10 points instead of 7.
Hey, they called the fouls when it really mattered. You know, everybody, I would have loved to have seen some more stuff tonight from James and Vescovi, but I think everybody contributed in their own way tonight, especially defensively. But, you know, to Davey's point a minute ago, like, I'm not worried at all about Kentucky and Thompson Bowling Arena. That's going to be a very special game for a lot of those guys, for Zakai and for, I mean, Dalton, he's only been there for a year, yes, but it's still just going to be a special game for him as a super senior, I guess. And, you know, we were able to beat him in Rupp, and with the environment that we have in Thompson Bowling, it's just, it's going down. It's going to be an unfortunate thing for a Kentucky fan to witness.
Hey, when's our spring break?
It's a good question. Is it next week?
What was the question again?
2019. When's UT spring break?
Tucker Harlan, I see you in here. Text me. When is spring break?
Well, thank you, boys, for having me. I'm going to get out of the way for the next speaker, but great, excellent game. Champions, wonderful win.
Thank you, Cole.
Appreciate it.
That wasn't Koval, was it?
No.
Okay. I was going to tell him good luck with his breakout. I figured Koval's probably broken out a new hair dryer on a night like this.
Oh, man, spring break is next week. Hopefully that doesn't – I mean, that's not going to have any – have you seen the prices for the – to get into the doors at Thompson Bowling on Saturday?
Like 300s yesterday were – me and Houston were talking about it. Well, there were those lowers that were – and I'm sure they've gone up now. They were like 500 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Houston's got some buddy who – I was hoping he'd give me, a discount. He had one ticket. You get to go with him, some buddy of Houston. So I figured, you know, hey, give me a slight discount because you get to hang out with me.
Shouldn't that be an upcharge? I will be in the house Saturday, the house that Dyron Nix built, ladies and gentlemen. And I am positively turgid at the thought of the atmosphere inside Thompson Bowling. Is we got to win the game so we can cut down the nets, but it's going to be a lituation, as the kids say.
Did you guys know that after tonight, Tennessee has moved into second place all time for most regular season titles in SEC history?
Really?
Yep. There was a three-way tie for second with 11, and that consisted of LSU and Alabama. With tonight, Tennessee moves into second place with 12.
How many fucking championships do the Meth Heads have?
Let's not talk about it.
I'm going to guess 28.
49.
God.
Dang. Shit. Fuck them. I want to beat them bad Saturday.
Well, they ain't winning one this year. I'll tell you that right now. Let's get Brad in Nashville in here next. What's up, Brad?
Just hanging out. We're here with some champions, baby.
What's up, champions?
See, champs. You're damn right. We went in there and we took it. And I don't want to say that I called it on your radio show before, but I'm just saying enjoy it because it's exactly what was going to happen. It doesn't matter if we won 3-2 or 200 to 199. We took that shit, and it's ours. We're going to hang it from the banners, and they can stare at it until I'm long dead. And that's what I wanted. This team deserves it, and so do we. So I'm stoked, brothers. I'm stoked. It's going to be a big fucking party when we play Kentucky this weekend, and they're going to eat it the whole damn time and just watch us. They're going to come into our house. We're going to stomp them, and they're going to go back to the coal mines, and then we're going to go and take what's ours. Because, Rick Barnes hasn't had the greatest success in March in his history, but he's done all he can so far. And the last time he had a team like this, he had one of the best NBA players in history on his team. And we got one of the best players he's ever had on ours. So let's see how far he can go. And you got to peel my ass off the ceiling, man. I'm here for it.
Everything's coming down. It's what, three Eastern or four Eastern on Saturday? Keep getting those mixed up. Half my clocks are in Eastern time, half are in Central. Bear? All right. Well, I guess I'm just by myself on this one. All right. But we'll keep.
Right? Sorry about that. I had to let the dog in. What was the question?
We playing at 3 Eastern or 3 Central on Saturday?
Oh, on Saturday? The way I understand it was if the number one seed, if you went.
Saturday against Kentucky Bear.
I don't know. I'll look it up real
4
quick.
4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central.
There we go. So, Brad, you got anything else for us, bud?
No, 3 p.m. in real time. We're gonna kick their ass, and we're going to go whatever the hell happens in the SEC tournament. If we beat Kentucky, I imagine that we're locked in at a one seed. Unless we just get bounced on freaking Saturday, then because we're going to get the double bye. I don't know how the hell all that works. It's kind of late, and I've been drinking from the keg a little early. But like I said, you got to peel me off the ceiling. I'm really all about this team, and I love the players, Ziegler, Connect, Adu, those guys. We have a lot of awesome chess pieces on the board to take out anyone that comes across us. Brother, I'm here for it. So go Big Orange, SEC champs, and we're still coming. Peace out.
Thank you. Hey,
I do have a fun little statistical nugget for you, Russ.
Yes.
It's coming from Big John Kerry on Twitter. Adu, Ziegler,
Secretary Mayshak, of State John Kerry,
Santee, and Triple J are the first Vols to win both an SEC regular season and tournament championship in their careers since 1943.
Oh, wow.
Hitler was in the Eagles' nest. Whoa! Oppenheimer was working on the big stereo out there in Los Alamos.
Oh, wow. I love this group, man. I love this iteration. The Triple J and Vescovi, I know they weren't special today by any stretch of the imagination, but they're winners.
They made plays, man. They made a lot of plays. I really want it for those ties. I want it for all of us, for them, but you think all the work and that those two have put in the past 5 years?
Did you watch the 25-minute long video of just the two of them kind of just reminiscing, talking about it?
Not yet. I'm not yet. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm going to maybe after the season. I've got it bookmarked.
Special group, man. Special group. But it's not done yet. We drink from the keg of glory tonight. We hang the banner. We realize, as we discuss this, as we celebrate this championship, we realize how precarious this all is. We've been there before. We know what's coming. We know. We get it. It's a tournament sport, and the tournament next week really doesn't matter. Teams are defined by what they do in the NCAA tournament. This program, this coach, does not have a great history. But we will cross that bridge when we come to it. We are very aware of what is to come. But tonight is about celebrating an SEC championship. And let's continue the celebration tonight with my man, Nolan. Nolan, get in here, champion.
Yo, we're SEC champions, bud.
Indeed we are.
Oh, where are the Barnes Bashers? I can't quite hear them right now.
It's the golden age of Tennessee basketball, man. I mean, if you can't enjoy this, like I said earlier, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to say that I know Coach Barnes won't win SEC Coach of the Year this year, for me personally, I think this is a way better coaching job than the year he did get that award, just because including myself, last year I said this, Coach Barnes was stuck in his ways. He wouldn't adapt as a coach, but he's shown great adaptability this year. I would say with between just connect, just letting him, just giving him the ball and telling everyone else to back off, and between the times he would put in players in the first half with two fouls, which I never had seen Rick Barnes do before, and just all the other ways he's adapted this season. To me, this is one of Coach Barnes' best coaching seasons, if you would agree with me. I don't know, sure.
Yeah, you know, I said that Lamont Paris probably wins the SEC Coach of the Year this year. And I think that's what's going to happen. But you know what? They got the air sucked out of them tonight, and they've got to go to Mississippi State. If they lose that game and we beat Kentucky, I don't know that it's over. I mean, Rick Barnes might win SEC Coach of the Year.
I don't get why it's just Lamont Paris, he's done an incredible job with South Carolina this year, but I don't get why they were acting like that was a done deal tonight. I mean, you realize we've gone since South Carolina beat us up here, we went 9-1 down the stretch. Hopefully we can finish 10-1.
And we Rick see what Barnes happens. Done a fantastic job, Nolan. I mean, this is one of his better coaching jobs. I mean, you mentioned some of the adjustments he's made. And as we've made mention of before, like I give Ganey and Polinsky and Rod Clark a lot of credit too. And then you've got player coaches. It's just the culture. I know that's an overused buzzword in sports, but I mean, Tennessee basketball epitomizes why that word is important.
I want to talk about seeding. Let me just play this out hypothetically. Hopefully we'll beat Kentucky, knock on wood. But let's say we lose to Kentucky on Saturday. What would you have to do in the SEC tournament to make up ground and potentially still grab that one seed?
I don't know that it matters, Davey. I mean, the committee in the past 3 or 4 years has just shown no indication that what happens in the SEC tournament matters.
Yeah, as it relates typically to championship Saturday or championship Sunday, I would say if you lose Friday, they'll penalize you for it, but I wouldn't necessarily think losing Saturday would. And you also just, I mean, simply since you're going up against Arizona and you just look at the Pac-12 as a whole, the SEC definitely has the advantage there. The other thing I'm looking at with this is I don't know if being in the West is the one seed. I'm not worried about necessarily playing Arizona because you would eventually get there. But just as far as the region and where you're going, Houston's really been battling some injuries lately. And I honestly, while it would be nice to say you have the first ever one seed in your program's history, at this point, I just think being paired up with Houston might be your best bet.
I don't disagree with that necessarily. I don't know. Do we all agree if we have to be paired up with a one seed, we prefer it to be Houston?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want any part of Purdue. But, I mean, the deal, I want a damn number one seed. I give two shits. Who knows if Arizona's even going to make it? Russ had a really good point. They got ran last year in their first game.
Yeah, Tommy Wood.
They played in a historically weak Pac-12. And what people don't understand is they see West Reed. We aren't playing all our damn games out in L.A.
No, you're not. We'll but if you make it to the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, that'll be out West.
Yeah, but I mean the first weekend we're going to be at Charlotte, you know, and you're going to have to try. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I view this program as I'm not, and I shouldn't do this, but I'm not too concerned about the first weekend. I know I shouldn't get ahead of myself.
I'm just, I don't know. Maybe it's because they play. I mean, we won at Alabama. We won at Columbia. We won at Rupp. Even though we didn't win, we had a furious comeback on that jet lag trip to North Carolina. And if Kinect doesn't turn his ankle at the end of the game, who knows how that turns out? Even the losses Purdue and Kansas, those were, you know, tournament type settings. I mean, it was on a neutral floor in a gym that they haven't really played a whole lot in. So I want that number one seed, man. I don't get this. Well, if we were the two seed, drop. Fuck that. I want to see that number one next to Tennessee when we're all filling out our brackets next week.
That's a championship mentality, Bear.
You're goddamn right it is, Nolan.
Just give me the best matchup throughout. That's what I'll take.
I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. You get the one seed, it should be the best matchup. But
we say that.
Hell, boys,
we always get knocked out by double-digit seeds.
So. That's what I'm getting ready. I mean, Davey, two times now with two of our better teams we've had in program history, the damn tournament, it opened just wide open.
For yeah, Bear, but haven't you been paying attention? This team's different.
It feels different.
I will get in my car and drive to Nashville.
I'll just leave out on let's just enjoy this while we can. This SEC conference championship, this is a big deal. They don't come often, and who knows when the next one will be. Obviously, it took a good 16 years to win this one, but have a good night, fellas, and hopefully we can beat Kentucky and get that one seed, and hopefully let's just make it to a Final Four and hopefully a national championship. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, Nolan. Oh, I'm savoring every moment. I mean, like you said, it's been 16 years, man. We're in the glory days right now.
Born last time.
It is sweet. It is sweet, isn't it, boys? How about Zakai Ziegler tonight? First of all, how about some just clutch free throw shooting? You knew we were going to have to make some free throws, and we did. Adu goes to the line and makes it a two-possession game, 47 seconds to go, and he made one of two. That was big. And then Johnson with the turnover right at the rim. Adu got the rebound. We gave up some loose ball. I mean, listen, man, it wasn't always pretty.
We
gave up some rebounds, some long rebounds, some loose balls. That one that got kicked out to Mac for a three when you felt like we kind of had it in the bag was a killer, man. Because that opened the game back up.
I mean, we had, you know, Adu is the only one out of the starters that missed a free throw. You kind of broke up there for a second. I hope this isn't just what you said. I know you're talking about Ziegler went 6 for 6, but so did Josiah. Vescovy went 2 for 2, and Kinect went 3 for 3.
17 Ziegler points. With 13 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and only 1 turnover in 35 minutes tonight.
Very efficient.
I think, too, again, we kind of discussed a little bit about the officials and how they were really letting a lot of stuff go. This is the lineup, like how Barnes would ideally like to play an entire game. The problem, though, is we're typically in foul trouble, and you're not in a position where you're just able to keep your five mains out there or play situational ball where it's if like, all right, we're going to get Mayshak out there to really clamp down on somebody.
Here's how you know it was called really loose tonight. Tobey Awaka had one foul.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Vescovy had 3, Mayshak had 3, and Ganey had 2. Everybody else had 1.
South Carolina didn't have a player with 3 or more either, or with more than 3.
How many? They had a couple of guys. I mean, they were playing sloppy. Well, Waka had that one possession where he just bodied up Mac. And you could tell Mac was frustrated. He ain't moving to Waka, buddy. He ain't Jonas Adu. Missed it. Crybaby.
Cody McClure.
Oh, good Lord.
Cody, are you there?
Can you hear me, Russ?
Barely.
Can you hear me, Bear?
Go ahead.
I got you loud and clear, Cody.
Big Bird, can you hear me?
Fuck off. Get on with your call. What do you got?
Shut your mouth, Davey.
Cody, speak.
Well, boys, we won an SEC championship. That's nice.
It doesn't suck.
Good to be champions.
I mean, it used to be what we do around
I'm
here.
I'm celebrating like the championship on the ITV. Yeah, you know, one thing I noticed that this guarantees that we end the season with single-digit losses. That's something I always like to look at.
Yeah. I noticed the same thing, Cody. That's clutch right there. So we got six. So so no double digit losses this season.
I always classify that as a good season. If we're under 10 losses, I feel pretty good about it. But you know, we're on track to get bounced in the Elite Eight. If you look at the last four seasons.
How so?
We didn't make the tournament in 2020, and then in 2021 we lost in the first round. 2022 we lost in the second round, and then lost the third round. So we're at least on track for the Elite Eight.
Well, I mean, if that's what comes to pass, I don't think you could call the season a failure. It's always disappointing to lose when you get that close. Even, I mean, I say always, it's only happened once for us, but I don't know. I'm not signing up for an Elite Eight right now. I'm going to roll the dice and try and get to the Final Four, but that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Would it?
No, but I'm not going to lie. I'd be a little disappointed. This is a team that's built to make it the third weekend. I'd be disappointed.
Well, I'm about 70 miles outside of Phoenix right now, so I'm getting ready to set up camp.
Nice. Say hello to the Sheik for us. Cody, drive carefully, my friend. Good to hear from you.
All right. Have a good night.
Wait, what's he doing in Phoenix?
Just about to ask you that.
I don't know. Cody's on like some Don Quixote like journey right now.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, we are. He does bring up some good points. So that I do look at that too. Like when you're looking back at seasons and you see a season where it's single digit losses.
That's always a good point. Vanderbilt does the same thing in football. Anytime they don't have double digit losses, that's a successful season for the Commodores, who are up by three right now in Kentucky with about 3 minutes to go in the first half. Jerry Stackhouse has won two of the last three against Kentucky, and what a story this would be.
He's making a push for a sixth year, right?
If he wins at Rupp, you think they give him another year?
I mean, they don't really care about sports, so probably.
I don't.
How do you get, like, you're in a program for 5 years, and you haven't made the tournament once?
I don't like the way you're bad talking Jerry.
I know you would like to keep him, which I get it. I'm just looking at it from a perspective of if you're that athletic department and you have a fan base you're trying to appease. I know it's not a big fan base. I'm kind of mesmerized. Like it's not really a thing. Like, I mean, I'm down here. You wouldn't know, like, unless you were on campus, you wouldn't know Vanderbilt was in Nashville.
I mean, I'm down there frequently and I always stay on campus down there, right down in the middle of it. I know what you're talking about, but you know what? hats off to Vanderbilt. You know, they're still representing what college athletics was originally supposed to be, just student athletes, Davey. And Jerry Stackhouse is molding young men. Leave them alone.
They're 8-21. They need this one if they want to have any chance of getting double-digit wins this year.
Some random guy. What up, Rando?
In memory of the late, great Toby Keith, I'm going to need a red Solo cup.
You got it, champion.
Oh, pass me one from the keg of SEC championship. That is the keg of glory, baby. It's been a hot damn second, so hang the banner. You know, we need to post haste on that shit so we can hang it in front of those fuckers from the coal mine on Saturday. Because I mean,
is there any way we can go ahead? I mean, we don't hang a separate banner. We just put a 2024 on the SEC championship banner that's already up there. Is there any way we can get that in place for Saturday? Because that would be awesome.
Lane Kiffin got black uniforms in the middle of a fucking week. I don't see why we can't do it.
The crane is in Louisiana, I heard.
Yeah. Well, no, cancel that. Hey, I'm in Louisiana. I'll see what I can do, guys. No, you know, so in the words of the Cleveland Indians great Jake Taylor, I haven't said this since last year, but during baseball season when we went to Omaha, but let's go win the whole fucking thing, right? We need the one seed, and here's why the one seed's important. 61.9, so call it 62. 62% of the time, the NCAA champion has been what seed, gentlemen? Anybody?
I'm going to guess one.
Exactly. The one seed. The difference between being a one seed and a two seed is damn near immeasurable when it comes to winning the NCAA tournament. We need to beat the holy hell out of Kentucky on Saturday. I mean, we need to come out there and dog whip them by 25 or 30. And we need to get to Sunday in Nashville. We need to leave no question that we're a better team than Arizona and probably a better team than Houston. I don't know that's going to happen because Houston's number one in the AP. But if we can get a one seed, one, that's never happened in Tennessee history. Two, we significantly improve our odds of actually getting to the Final Four. And as we have seen in our brackets the last several years, God only knows who's coming out of that bracket. If we're the one seed that can get to the final weekend, if we're the one seed that can get to Phoenix, I like our chances. I like our chances even if it's all four one seeds. Because, Zach Edey, we got something for your bitch ass now. We ain't the same team you ran into in fucking Honolulu, buddy. So, you know, you want some of that, Zach, you can come get some of that. Ain't scared of Houston. I ain't scared of nobody right now. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm in my feelings a little bit on the positive side. I'm feeling froggy right now. So hang the banner. Let's get that shit done so we can show that to Calipari on Saturday afternoon with that beautiful 23-24 on there. And let's get ready to send them fuckers back to the coal mine on Sunday. I'll talk to you guys this weekend.
Thanks, Rando. Appreciate it. Any worry, fellas, about a potential letdown now that the championship is clinched and you're really not playing for anything?
I would
one seed, I guess.
Honest to God, Russ, I would probably be more concerned about that if we weren't playing Kentucky.
Yeah.
I don't think you come a Tennessee team with a chance to sweep Kentucky and really party down Saturday evening. That they're going to, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, there's that component, but I also just think the guy, like a lot of these guys know it's their last game ever playing in TBA. So their teammates know that this is a special day and this isn't a game to take lightly just because you already have your your seeding for the SEC tournament clinched. And I mean, Barnes, he's a great coach. He's one of these guys where, you know, we never really have that conversation about, oh, well, they lost this game because they got caught looking ahead. So I don't really see that being a storyline that's going to have merit when we get to the end of the day.
No, I mean, we were talking about it earlier down the, on the drive, and, you know, this is a veteran team.
Yeah.
A lot of tournament experience, a lot of big game experience.
I think it's just more of a talking point for fans and radio shows. You know, I can't see this being a mindset within that locker room of that's even being contemplated, or anyone saying like, oh, well, we've done this. Now it's like, all right, let's just make sure we're in a good spot headed into the SEC tournament. I just don't see that being the case.
We got some things we got to work on too. I mean, let's not pretend like we figured out everything to do with basketball as of tonight. I mean, there's some definite areas we got to improve upon. We did not get, I mean, we went all in on the win. We've got our 8-man rotation, and that's nice. I do wonder if maybe we throw Estrella out there Saturday. We throw maybe Freddie Buckets or somebody like that out there, and or at least let Gainey, Meshack, and Waka play a little bit more, because we are getting to that point. You know, if say we play 3 games in 3 days in Nashville, you can wear your team down. Like, I do think you have to have a little bit of depth. You have to play your bench a little bit more. You know, if we lose on Saturday, probably not that big a deal, but we end up playing 3 hard SEC games in 3 days, and we have to turn around and play on a Thursday, because that seems like something that would happen. You don't want to get worn out too much. I don't know. Is that a real concern?
I think it definitely, we saw that the year we won the SEC tournament, because we played at what? We played on Thursday. We played on Thursday, and I think at the time we felt like that definitely did. Because to win the SEC tournament, it's like you said, you're going to play 3 really tough games. You could end up matched up on Saturday against a team that has to win, so they're going to go all out. I don't know.
Let's get Corn Pop the Time Cop in here next. What up, Corn Pop? What up, champion?
God, feels good to be a champ, don't it?
Oh, it's the greatest. It's why we do this. We talked about it today, Jamie. It's what makes Tennessee different.
You know, just listening to you guys, you know, hearing that we've got guys on our team that have won the tourney and the conference first time since 43. That's sick. That's crazy. What a time, man. Basketball, baseball, football. Hey, let me ask y'all this. Has a 7-loss team ever made a 1 seed?
I don't know on that one.
That'd be tough, wouldn't it? But I mean, I think if Tennessee was to finish with 7, they would have the best chance of anybody. I mean, with our strength of schedule.
I mean, our resume is so strong. The only thing that Arizona's got us on is they've got a better record versus Quad One. But correct me if I'm wrong, Davey, they've got like a couple of like really bad like Quad Three losses that we don't have.
Zona.
They're still ahead of us in the net, but they have 1 Quad Three loss and 2 Quad Two losses.
Yeah. So, and we lost a Quad Two loss, or we had a Quad One, our Quad Two win turned into a Quad One win with Florida.
Let's put it this way. Arizona is the only team in the top 15 based off the net rankings that have a Quad Three loss.
Yeah. My big thing with them is that their conference is just so suspect right now.
Yeah. Well, I was just texting my son back and forth, and he's talking about Elite Eight, and I said, man, we may be aiming a little low. This is one of those teams where you don't have to be hot from the field to win games. You know, you don't have to maintain, you know, not going cold from the field. How long was it? It's not in the second half. We didn't score a field goal for almost 4 minutes and never lost the lead. I mean, it's just, and you know, guys, listening to some of the callers tonight and watching the games, man, it just seems like we're such a machine this year. You've got the guaranteed Barnes defense, and we've got guys that can score. And I love how Kinect just makes everybody freak out and fall on him, and it leaves guys wide open underneath for dunks. That's, you know, it's so good to have a guy like him. I can't go with you so far just yet, Russ, that it was better than watching Lofton, but I certainly like him. But I'm gonna get out of the way, guys. God, feels good to be a champ again, guys, man. And it's you're right, Bear. This is a snapshot in time. I mean, we're, you know, people are scared of us and everything, man. When was the last time that happened? You talk about 44. I mean, in the three major sports over on the hill, I mean, we are legit contenders in every damn one of them. It's sick. I love it. I think I earned it. Y'all hang in there.
Thanks, Corn Pop. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Years ago, Bear, 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was, when Philip Fulmer sat up there in two sports coats.
It was a sports coat over a wind jacket.
Whatever that was he had going on there next to Donnie Plowman and Randy Boyd, when we just looked like we looked utterly clueless. It was absolute rock bottom. Who'd have thought that Danny White and Josh Heupel would come in and everything turned around? I mean, Barnes and Vitello were already here, but I mean, it's just, we've gone from a laughing stock. I mean, it doesn't even do it justice. We were an embarrassment, a disgrace.
And people clowned on us. We couldn't say shit back.
To right now, arguably the best athletics department in the conference, maybe in the country. I don't know.
I think it may be in the nation. I think it definitely is. I think we definitely are in the conference. Because I mean, like that Flurry, it was, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was in the Voluntary Reaction Daily Show where that was a VR because it was on a weekend. And like we set conference records and broke school records, won gold medals and all the non-revenue sports as well. So, you know, I mean, they've always, you know, it's this place will sell itself. You just have to have competent leadership. And we got really lucky during, you know, we had Joe Johnson and Doug Dickey for a long time and things were really good. And then we were lost in the desert. Now we've got competent leadership again at the top positions and we're successful.
Championship edition of Voluntary Reaction continues. Let's talk to Joshy Boy.
Oh,
I feel like this is the 10th time I've talked to Joshy Boy today. Joshy Boy, get in here, champion.
Thank you, Russ. I'm gonna take a page out of Rando's book and the words of Toby Keith. Russ, hand me a red Solo cup, please.
I got one with your name on it, Joshy Boy. Drink up, champion.
Thank you. I'm cheers to you, Davey and Bear.
Back at you, bud.
Bottoms up, boys. How about Grant Williams and Al Wilson taking this one in together? A couple of goats.
Two Vols legends.
That was an unreal. I wish you guys had gone now. That was an unreal crowd in there. I mean, you had Mitch Kupchak and Alex English.
That would have been cool to, I mean, I'm sure somebody in here right now was at the game. I would love to hear from somebody who was there tonight.
It was turned up.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think about Kinect's performance tonight?
Well, the big thing for me with him is, especially in the first half, it's if South Carolina had a little bit of a, you know, mojo kind of going about themselves where they hit a big shot, I mean, he would just come right back down the court, pull up from three, and just silence the crowd. And so he just has an act for just taking the taking the air out of a building. And it's so fun to watch a player be able to do that. And you just feel like every time he's got the ball, something special could happen. The 4-point play tonight was, it's just fun to see a guy do that. There's a couple of times where he tried to do a little bit too much. Would have probably been better to try to get his teammates more involved. But I mean, you like that mentality that he has. I do feel he, and credit South Carolina for this. They didn't allow him to get to the rim like he has over the last couple of games outside of that one inbounds play where he had the alley-oop dunk. But, I mean, he's just offensively he's the best player in the country.
Yeah. I will say, yeah. I agree with you there. Like, but and he – everybody, you know, the three is what makes the highlights and all that. But where he really kills people is the, you know, the going to the attack in the rim plays. I mean, he's just Rob Lewis said it, but he put out a tweet a little while ago, probably the best, said it best about him tonight, that he threw more daggers than the guy at the circus throwing at the lady spinning around.
Bear, I don't know what he's more automatic at, is jump shots or his three-pointers connect.
I mean, he was cold for a hot minute there.
That was
the difference between him going for 25 and him having like a 35 plus kind of night, I guess.
And this wasn't so much just connect, but, and I mentioned it just a second ago, Joshy Boy, but you look at South Carolina and what they're able to do whenever a team gets around the rim. Like, Adu had several opportunities, like in the last game, where we just weren't able to finish in short distance shots.
Yeah.
And then they caused havoc down there again tonight. There were several situations where I'm like, you got to just finish that. Happened for Tobe, happened for Adu.
Do you think that we're not giving Carolina enough credit for?
Yeah, they could have had like
no,
that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
– yeah.
Credit them for how they played it.
Well, we have three missed dunks tonight.
Got a walk. And I felt so bad. Awakas would have
Yeah, it seems like it, Russ. It. So I want to cut the nets down against those coal mine fuckers after we beat them Saturday.
We got to win the game. We talked about this earlier in the week, and now we can talk about it for real. Like, I don't think you break out ladders and scissors if you lose, right? I mean, I think you have to win the game. And I'm with
yeah,
you.
You definitely got to win the game.
I'm with you, Josh Boy. You want to? I want to see that. I want to be there for that ceremony. So
yeah, I do too.
Last time they would have done that would have been.
Oh, go ahead, Davey. What were you going to say?
It says last time they would have done that would have been in Tampa, and then in Neyland would have been in 2018. Or not in Neyland, but in Thompson Bowling.
Yeah, I mean, I was at that game, the Georgia, we beat Georgia. I cannot remember if we cut down the nets.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, they did.
And I think I remember just
saying. I think we did, Russ.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Davey, I kind of agree with you, and I kind of don't, and I kind of agree with Bear. I want the one seed, but I want the best, like, possible matchup, though. What do you guys think?
UConn won it as a 4 seed last year.
That's the boogeyman in this whole deal. That's who I'm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you.
Loud and clear, Joshy Boy. Good stuff, my man. Anything else?
Yeah, guys, out the door. Let's end the season with a great win over Kentucky, and it's fucking great to be SEC outright champs. See ya.
Hey. Championship edition of Voluntary Reaction. Tennessee beats South Carolina. Dalton Connect. Shout out to whoever's running the Vol Hoops Twitter account, as they've been a little cheeky here lately, Bear, throwing some daggers. They said there was one just
the shot at Bruce.
Yeah, a little shot at Brucey Boy. Said, well, I guess that's one vote for Dalton Connect for player of the year.
Nice.
Bruce Pearl memorably said after the game a week ago that he would not commit to voting for Dalton Connect for player of the year because he always votes for the best player on the best team, which I don't think makes
a ton of sense, but I guess that locks up Bruce's vote for Dalton Kincaid for player of the year, which, I mean, that's not even a thing at this point, right? I mean, even if he has a lackluster game against Kentucky, he's still won player of the year, right?
Yeah, especially with what happened with Alabama last night. I just can't see Sears doing enough to even put himself back in the race at this point.
Let's get our next.
Right now, I was going to say, I looked on DraftKings as far as Wooden Award goes. Connects only in second place at plus 1,500 to win it. ZD still a large favorite.
Dr. Rick, what's going on?
What a great night, guys. What a great season. I know Davey was clutching his pearls there, hoping South Carolina didn't win so they could rush the court and hurt somebody.
Oh, you could have had a gang of South Carolina fans kicking Dalton Kincaid's ass.
Yeah, I know. That
would have been ugly.
That would have been absolutely horrible.
Walker would have bit somebody.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say just like how remarkable the last 7 days has been, especially this year in college basketball, where it is really hard to win on the road, really hard to win, period, against good teams. But we've played, and this is why I think this team is different and why I agree with some of the callers. This may be one of Rick Barnes' best coaching jobs. We've really played three SEC regular season title games in a row. If Auburn wins that game a week ago, they've, with their schedule, they pretty much cakewalk to a regular season SEC title. You win that, you go on the road to Alabama, where they had not lost an SEC game at home in 16 games, almost 2 years, and you beat them on the road. If you lose that game, Alabama's got the inside track to the SEC regular season title. And then you go on the road to South Carolina tonight, a team that has already beaten you. And those players wanted it. I think people lost in this, people forget. South Carolina was playing for a share of the regular season title tonight, too. Their guys were crying in their post-game interviews. They wanted that. They wanted this game, too. And we just went in there and we took it.
Yeah, I mean, you had to earn it. You're absolutely right. It was not a team that was out of the race. This was a championship game, championship matchup. And Tennessee went out there and earned it. Had to do it the hard way. And, I mean, that makes it sweeter, in my opinion.
One last stat for you guys, then I'll get off here, let some other folks jump in. So, speaking to your points about Tennessee, the state of Tennessee athletics, currently top 10 in football, currently top 10 in baseball, top 10 in softball, top 10 in golf, top 5 men's basketball, top 5 tennis, top 10 women's swimming and diving, top 10 men and women's swimming and diving. The only sport where we're not dominating top 10 right now is women's basketball. Danny White, you're on the clock. Get her out of here. Have a good night, guys.
Wow. Kelly Harper just caught a stray on the voluntary reaction. She's not keeping her up her end of the bargain. But we don't have to get into that tonight.
Their tournament's this weekend, right?
Yeah, they play tomorrow, don't they?
I think they play Kentucky.
I've been trying to crunch the numbers. The three most likely teams Tennessee will play for the eight, whoever wins the 8-9 game is either going to be Mississippi State, LSU, or Texas A&M.
Rather play LSU out of those three, right? Mississippi State and Texas A&M are basically the same team to me. I guess it would be nice to avenge the loss to State.
I don't really want it. Wouldn't bother me if we didn't have to play, what's that kid's name? Tolu Smith.
I think there's still a slim possibility Ole Miss might get up there, but they need a lot of teams to lose and they have to win.
Yeah, admittedly, his game against us is really the only time I've watched him this year, but closely, but he's won. That'd be kind of cool to have Smith on our team.
Last time Tennessee played Mississippi State in the SEC tournament, it's probably one of the nastiest dunks I've ever seen.
Oh, Admiral.
He stole that man's soul.
Caught a body in Bridgestone.
Golly.
You know, if I wanted to get nitpicky about one thing in tonight's game, whenever they continued to take the ball to the hoop, and then by South Carolina, I feel like there were several opportunities we probably could have set up with a charge. I know it's been more difficult to get that in how they're calling it now. But for example, like the one time Connect was like, I'm going to dunk this ball right here. They had a guy set up and you could just see Michi Johnson just constantly like, I'm just going to put my head down and try to get straight to the rack. Though there would have been a couple of opportunities we could have tried to just step in front and take a charge.
Yeah, the only charges I've seen called this year in college basketball have all gone against us. Damnedest thing.
Yeah. They did call that push off. Was that on Ziggs? I can't remember who it was from South Carolina.
I don't know if anyone liked it. Tom Hart did have a good line. He's like, hey, it was, I mean, probably should have been called, but it was definitely like a Ziegler sold it. And Tom just followed up with, you going to watch the Oscars on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy shouldn't have extended. If they see that arm get extended, that's just about automatic, I feel like. Good God, this dumbass from Kentucky just stepped back over the backcourt.
That was outstanding. Let's get DLM Hammer in here next. DLM Hammer, what's going on, man? DLM Hammer, turn your mic on, brother.
Hey, man, it's the first time I've ever requested to speak. I'm from Mount Vernon, Kentucky, so I live up here with all these fucking Kentucky fans. And, I'm just proud to fucking see this happen. I fucking hate Kentucky.
Well, this will be a interesting couple of days for you. I hope you have the ultimate bragging rights, but you certainly have the championship. And let's go ahead for the sweep, too, man. Always good to sweep the coal miners.
I went down there last year with a buddy. He's a Louisville fan, so he's seen the national championship years ago. It was taken away from him. And, you know, with this Nico shit and everything going down, fuck it, man. I'm all about it. All of it. Give them their championship back. Let's fucking run it.
Here, here. Are you going to be in the building Saturday?
No, I'm not. I'm poor.
Hey, say, you got an extra?
Hey, don't say that, DLM. You're a Tennessee fan. You are wealthy beyond any Kentucky fan's wildest imagination. Don't you forget it. Thanks, DLM. Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for jumping in here. Calling up from coal country this evening. Let's get Jesse in here next. Jesse, what's going on, champion?
I think Rick Barnes has his swagger back.
Oh, let's be honest. He never lost it. Oh, he never lost it.
I get tired of, or I know you are tired of me saying this, but he keeps showing us, especially in these big games this year.
It was a good homage to the high school football players. Post-game presser.
This man knows, even like we all know, he's, you know, towards the later ends of his career. But this man knows, game in and game out, he has a winner on his team, or this team's a winner. And it's like, this one's special. And it's just like, Davey, no offense. I know everyone likes to pick on your Duke way of thinking about strategic matchups and all this, but it's like, I'm with Bear. I want that one seed. Like, I know we're probably, you know, everyone say we're battling for the fourth and final one seed, but it's like, I think we match up with any team in the country well. And it's like, I don't think there's, you know, for the past this season, they've tried to make UConn and then either or Purdue or Houston sort of like, you know, they're on their own tier. And then it's like teams 4 through 8. It's a step down.
That's fair. And I don't want this to come across as a backhanded compliment.
Oh, dear.
I can see why most fans want the one seed, seeing as Tennessee's never had the one seed.
Oh, I get that. 1,000%. But I also think that we're one of the best four teams in the country, and I think there's no difference. I don't think there's a gap between us and the likes of Purdue or UConn or Houston. I think obviously we have more losses than those teams, but it's the quality of our schedule we played.
They're all going to be difficult games if you have to play it, and it's that there's no guarantee you even face any of those teams if you were to make it to insert that you would meet them at this matchup.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I had to pick out of the three, Purdue, obviously, Zach Edey. It's the one matchup I wish we would have had when Yurosh was still on the roster, because I think those two would have literally gotten to a fist fight on the court and would have made a lot of money as a pay-per-view. But I'm stoked. It's like, it's even when we had the Grant and Admiral teams, I never saw Barnes this fired up consistently and like giving a big leash to players. And this one, it's just like he knows. And it's like, it's good to see. It's like he looks more youthful. And I feel like that's always been sort of a criticism of him. And just to go back to, you know, to end with Kentucky, it's like I don't think there will be a letdown. I think everyone knows what's at stake here. And because it's Calipari, because it's Kentucky, I'm just stoked. And it's, you know, that place is going to be psycho. And I still go back to this, and I think I messaged Bear the night it happened of the A&M game that we lost. I still would take that loss in exchange for winning in the fashion we did at Rupp the game before. And now it's just like, I mean, we're running so piping hot right now that it's just like, I'm glad we got our swagger. And I think Barnes knows it, the team knows it, and it's just like, hopefully this snowballs going into SEC tourney, because all I can think about with how DK is scoring constantly is that UConn team with Kemba Walker, and when they closed the season, they ran through the Big East tournament, and then it was all gas, no breaks in the tournament.
I mean, it could happen. We've got a lot of basketball yet to be played. But they're definitely capable of it. I feel that A&M game feels like that was a turning point in the season.
That one, and then I guess it was South Carolina, where basically everyone on the team just was very passive to see what Dalton was going to do, and then they got called out publicly for it. And then, like, now it's just, I mean, this team, obviously you want to peak at the right time of the season. It just feels like that. Like, we're just running hot. We're winning different types of games, high scoring, low scoring. Like, this is just, I know you never want to get your hopes up being a Tennessee battered ball syndrome fan, but like this just feels different. It feels like obviously something we've never had before.
Feels and it's different.
Like, and it's just the swagger. I never felt this way with the Grant Admiral teams or with the Bruce in 2007, 2008 teams, or even when we made the Elite Eight. This one just feels different. Go Vols. I'll talk to y'all later. And Davey, I'm glad Filipowski is cleared for the finale against North Carolina.
It really is a walking miracle. The fact that, you know, a week ago he wasn't going to be able to walk, and then
he's the survivor.
He is. So
he's a survivor, Davey.
You just have to appreciate that.
Duke guys are tough.
Tougher breed.
I guess I'll be doing VR while that game's going on, which that's for the ACC championship on Saturday.
They're cold-blooded. They're showing Stackhouse's 95 Elite Eight stats against Kentucky.
You know, I'm actually kind of glad we played Kentucky on Saturday, because I just updated the KenPom numbers, and we were 18th in adjusted offensive efficiency prior to today. We dropped to 21st.
That's what we were worried about.
We talked about, the good thing is we're playing Kentucky, who doesn't play defense, so we pop right back up Saturday.
Yeah.
but fifth overall right now, barely behind Arizona. Arizona's adjusted efficiency is 28.01. We are at 27.98, so a difference of 0.03.
Where are we at defensively right now?
We're still third. Houston still has a decent margin over Iowa State, who's second, and then we're about a point behind them.
Jesus, us and Houston could turn into a damn Kevin O'Neill-type game, Russ.
Yeah,
Texas Tech and Madison Square Garden all
over
again.
You want to play Houston, Davey?
I would play over UConn and Purdue. Well, the numbers aren't showing that Houston's got two of their key contributors out right now. They're injured. Oh.
I can't remember who it was earlier who just called out Zachy. I want no part of goddamn Purdue. Let somebody else put them out.
I don't know. That might actually be a good time to catch them in the tournament. It's like a.
Oh, yeah. That's worked out well for us so far.
Well, no, it's just like. It's like the South Park episode of like who's trying to lose it in the tournament, you know? Us versus them.
Purdue can just make you one dimensional if you aren't hitting your 3-point shots. You just can't beat them.
I mean, I know they got us in 2018 off some bullshit, or 2019, but the last couple of years, I mean, Matt Painter, like, for those that want to criticize Rick Barnes, he's like, Rick Barnes in the tournament compared to Matt Painter as of late. It's like Coach K compared to insert average basketball coach.
Wow, we almost made it through a whole basketball season and finally worked in a Coach K reference.
Andrew, you're up next on Voluntary Reaction. I mean, Durham Dave, are you trying to ruin a championship edition of the Voluntary Reaction? We've only had like three of these.
I'm complimenting the Vols.
What up, Andrew?
What's going on, boys?
What up, champion?
On my way back to Knoxville, leaving Columbia, leaving that shithole town in the dust.
Hey,
never been happier to sit in traffic and listen to you guys. Got my buddy Brett here. We stuck around about an hour after the game and watched the team celebrate. It was phenomenal.
How mad were those people walking out of there?
Man, they were chirping early. They had a lot to say during the game, for sure. Yeah.
That place was loud, though. That place was real loud. It was loud.
They were big mad. They were big mad. They think the referee screwed them.
Yeah, they do. They were throwing stuff. But I'm fine if I don't hear.
They were throwing stuff out on the court?
Yeah. They had a warning because they were throwing stuff.
Oh, no. Tisk, tisk. Well, that's an awesome trip, my man. I'm glad you made it. Were the Tennessee fans, what was it like after the
Orange? Yeah.
We get down there and give those guys a proper send-off?
We did, yeah. And luckily, I bought the tickets after I watched us kick Kentucky's ass and drank too much bourbon after that game. And kind of drunkenly got a good deal and thought it'd be a good idea to drive 4 hours down and back. And
that's a great idea.
At
sober.
The time that we'd be clinching the SEC. So,
but the fans stuck around for about an hour. They were asking people. They were telling people to leave at one point.
Yeah,
so we'll leave when we're ready. We're the champions.
The team came back out. It was pretty incredible. It was awesome. We didn't see Rick though. I don't think he ever.
Well, he does that, you know, and we won that tournament. He kind of faded off into the background and just like, that's his deal, man. He doesn't want to be introduced before the games. He just wants it to be about the players.
I'm just pumped that I cleansed that 63-point game in football a couple years ago and got to be there tonight because I was at that football game that was pretty awful.
Hey, all right. Well, that's a good one. I don't know. It totally makes up for it, but pretty close.
Yep. All right. Well, go Vols. Big win. SEC champs outright. We love it.
Drive careful, Andrew. Appreciate you jumping in.
Thank you, guys.
How cool is that?
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, that sounds pretty wild. So they got a warning for throwing the ice.
Evidently, I didn't notice that. Did that happen during the game?
Yeah, it happened. It started right after the kid jumped into Jemai and the obvious no call. And if anything, they could have called him for jumping into him. But yeah, that's when it started.
I get it. We probably would have been big mad too.
I feel like we would, but I feel like on here, this would be the kind of thing where Davey would like come correct and explain to everybody, yeah, I wasn't a foul. And we would all have gotten mad at him.
I stopped paying attention. What did you want me to say?
Matter, Davey, you a little tired? You got a big day tomorrow?
I'm actually calculating right now how high up on the all-time win chart Rick Barnes can get by the end of the year.
Freaking Einstein over here running the models,
crunching numbers.
You give him two more seasons, I think he'll crack top 10 all time.
I hope he sticks around, man. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's slow. He seems happy. He seems hungry.
For sure.
This just popped in my mind. I'm hesitant to even bring it up. I mean, I don't know. Like, is there any chance that if we do go all the way that he decides to pull a Peyton right off into the sunset?
No. He said something tonight about this is I'll have to look it up. One of his comments about this group of guys, any coach in the country would want to coach him. I don't know. God, why even speak that in existence?
He's Fran just hitting Frasilla, his
drive. Well, I mean, it's
irritating.
Let's play the game right now. We win a national championship. You can win a national championship, but Rick Barnes has to retire. Who's saying no? Exactly. We would all take it.
I don't even want to have this conversation.
He can't do that to us, man. He can't win a championship and then leave.
He needs to get rack up like two, or, you know, like two or three, man.
But would you take it?
Of course. Don't even want to have this conversation, dude. I'm barely holding it together, knowing that we are officially under double digit games left watching Connect, Triple J, and Santee. I'm barely holding it together,
we're
man.
Still a
okay.
Team.
Oh, they got the bracket up right now. The way it stands, we'd get the winner of LSU and A&M.
Oh, they've already got that figured out.
And then a potential rematch with Carolina on Saturday,
if they could. Yeah, if in.
Wow.
Kentucky didn't get the double bye.
We'd be playing Kentucky or South Carolina on Saturday. Interesting.
I mean, that'd be a home game for Tennessee, so I would take South Carolina. That's the thing. It's like, I feel like on a given day, we're more than likely going to beat Kentucky. But again, with the way their offense plays, you never know when they could just get hot on a given day.
I ain't hot tonight. It's 11 minutes to go, and they're sitting at 59 points against this pack of shit Vanderbilt team.
They're looking ahead.
Maybe so. They've not played good at Rupp all year.
They've had a couple of stinkers up there for sure. Let's get back to it. And I believe do Bopper and then Roberto. Bopper, what's going on? Bopper Wheeling?
I'm here.
There he is.
Sorry, I was in the middle of a post and I was like, shit. What's up, fellas? Drinking from the keg of glory. We are the champions.
Championship edition. How sweet it is.
Man, it's so sweet, man, especially against South Kakalaki, you know, the desert duelers, as I call them. Out here, we're especially living in Georgia because it's a bunch of strays out there in South Carolina. But, no, man, thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do. Especially with me being down here behind enemy lines, behind the torn down hedges. You know, it's great to be a Tennessee Vol. and I'll continue to say it all my life. My girls went to school today in Orange. I went to work in Orange. I get flack every day. But you know what? It's great to have a team and a program that's great in all sports. Not just one sport, but all sports. And I'm tired of this talk of us being down for so long. It's time to get up. It's time to rise. It's time to be there. You know, be on time for the games, be on the spot. Wish I could be in Knoxville right now. Wish I could be in Knoxville this weekend. I will be next year. But, guys, man, it's a beautiful thing right now. And for us to be regular champs with one game left to go, and we're playing Big Blue Nation, you know what? I got to love it. But, God, I hate Kentucky. And it's going to be beautiful. And it's going to be beautiful. Saturday. I'm telling you, Baylor's wearing blue tonight.
What?
No, it's BYU. I'm sorry. Shit, I thought it was Baylor. BYU.
Smashed.
I've had too many shots of Jameson, fellas.
Smashed.
It's Irish. I'm not smashed. No, it's just, man, we got this new Miller's Ale House in Sharpsburg here where I live. And, dude, man, their drinks are to die for because they're so cheap. I mean, it's like back in the day, I know you guys probably remember this, but 10-cent wings, $5 pitchers. If basketball was on a Thursday night, it'd be so much better. But you know what? It's Wednesday night. And you know what? It's awesome, dude. I appreciate you guys. Man, I really think we can extend Barnes another 2 years and let him continue. My question for tonight, and I'll leave you with this. With three veterans going out, DK probably going on, what do you guys expect for next year as far as recruiting the way it stands right now with the way Rick has ran the program? And I'll leave you with that note. Good night from Georgia. Appreciate all you guys and love you guys. Hope you have a good night and a good rest
Thanks,
of the week.
Proper.
Talk to you Saturday.
Hey, appreciate you, my friend. Be safe down there. Well, I mean, as far as next year goes, we got a lot of core guys coming back, and then you're adding Bishop Boswell, a four-star point guard from the Charlotte area, and then it'll be about what you can get out of the portal. And as we've talked about pretty much since Connect kind of started showing everybody what he is, you got to think that Tennessee is going to be more attractive in the portal than they ever have been. So
yeah, I mean, especially he's, you know, barring something unforeseen, he's coming in 1 year, transforming himself into a legit lottery pick. Am I wrong, Dave, on that? Do you think he's going to be a lottery pick?
Yeah, it's just how high he can go at this point. I mean, I'm kind of like looking at how can he take over this tournament? Can he have a Steph Curry run, a Jimmer Fredette run, something of that nature where it continues to crank him on up the boards?
Deep run in the tournament wouldn't hurt.
It's just weird, too. And I mean, like, even within the last 5 years, the way in which the NBA draft operates, I mean, we know they always go younger, but with the way the G League Ignite, all that, I think your first three picks this year are likely going to be foreign-born players coming from overseas. So it might be a minute until you hear a recognizable name.
I'm hearing Lunardi has moved Tennessee up to a one seed.
Yeah, he has.
Well, there's the final. I mean, he was the only one who didn't have us there, right?
Yeah.
Of the notable
Palm was followers. On with John and Bob or yet. Couple of days ago, I guess, and he had him down as a 1 seed.
All right. Well, I mean, two wins has got to seal it. You win against Kentucky at home on Saturday, and your Friday night game in the SEC tournament, and I mean, unless they just want to pull the screw job of all screw jobs, you're a 1 seed in my book.
And you've gone 10-1. I know they don't look at that like they remember how they used to weight that your last 10. But I mean, we've gone 10-1 since January to this point. And if we finish finished the season on an 11-1 run. And I mean, and all the teams that we play, I mean, we've played what, three straight top 15 teams? It'll be four straight Saturday evening. That's never happened.
I'm looking at the gauntlet. This. Yeah. It would be Arizona plays tomorrow night. It would be nice for them to lose. And then you need Duke to beat North Carolina.
I don't know if I can go that far.
Roberto is next. I mean, let's not get crazy here. Roberto. Connecting. Dalton connecting.
Wheeling.
What up, Roberto?
Wasn't wheeling. Just waiting patiently. I like to let you guys finish your thoughts. Good evening, champions, men of leisure.
Oh, it's a wonderful evening.
I've been doing keg stands on the keg of glory. It feels good, man. Guys, the last time we won an SEC title regular season, I wasn't married, and I've been married for closing on 16 years. Not crazy to think about outright, I should say.
Yes.
So I don't know, man. This was just a great day all around. Russ, I called. You guys said I was a downer, but I wasn't trying to be. I was trying to be a realist, and we did about what I thought. It was a very close game. You know, if that dunk goes in, South Carolina covered just like I said they would. And that's okay that they didn't. I'm glad they didn't. I hate them. I hate everyone that does not wear orange in the SEC. But I want to focus on something I saw over and over and over again tonight. Jonas Adu looked like he had the fumbly wumblies tonight. Did anybody notice that? Or is that just me?
He really struggled around the rim with the ball.
He was also getting rocked, and they weren't calling shit.
Agreed.
So,
and that's my worry there, Bear. I'm going to be brief because I'm probably going to run out of battery here. But I think that we've got to get a little tougher on the inside for the NCAA tournament. I think we played a little soft tonight, and I think Davey, you keep saying you want Houston or whatever, and that's fine. But Houston is just. It's just the South Carolina team we just watched on steroids with an elite scorer in Sheed. So that's what I worry about.
Yeah, but they're, like I said, they're a little banged up. So we'll see. We'll see how things.
There's a lot of teams that are a little banged up. It's one of their four centers they rotate that's banged up the most. So I don't know. I want a one seed because I've never seen it. I think we're going to get it. And finally, Joe Lenardi came to the right side of it, which means the NCAA selection committee has told him Tennessee is a one seed now. Guys, hope you have a great night. Go Big Orange. Also, baseball is one.
Thank you, Roberto. Appreciate it. The baseball team had to grind against Southern Illinois, Indiana, whoever.
Yeah. Seacrest actually had a really good outing. I do want to push back just a little bit. Like, that was a really physical game, and I don't think there's no way a tournament game gets called like that, is there?
I don't know, man. You never know in college officiating. I would say that as far as Adu, the fumbly wumblies, I mean, I think you're both kind of right. Like, that has been a problem for Adu throughout the season, is just getting the ball knocked away from him. He's been good. He's had a good year and everything. That's something he needs to improve. I mean, I hope he can improve that late in the season, but certainly in the off season, he does get it ripped away from him quite often.
Yeah, he does. And that's the problem, is there's no way to fix that before the tournament. I feel like that's good. You fix that in the weight room in the off season. He's got to get stronger. So, but, I mean, you saw how big Gray was? That dude's yoked. He reminded me back when we had – remember we had Jaron and Jarnell? That's what they reminded me of down low.
Yeah, they got some size and strength down there.
Some damn bruisers, son.
That's the other thing for Adu, though. He's always been a little bit more of a finesse post player.
boy, that alley-oop that he did catch and able to put down. I mean, we ran a lot of lobs at the bucket. You could tell that's part of the game plan today, and I think that was the only one we were able to convert.
Yeah. In his defense, a couple of the ones they tried to lob him about got him killed.
Well, yeah, there was one they finally, I think it was right after the dunk they did it, and he got clobbered and made a couple of free throws.
Yeah.
Shot the ball really well from the free throw line tonight. I think we were over 80%.
Yep, 19 of 22. That should come out to, I believe, it's 83.
That's still that, then they mentioned that stat. 86. They mentioned that Vescovi stat again tonight. In the last 2 minutes of games, his free throw percentage goes up to like 90-something.
He's one of the few players in Tennessee history where I vividly remember his first game ever. Now, I know that his situation was a little different because, remember, he came in during the middle of the season after the spring semester kind of got rolling and was playing that LSU game. He came out and hit like four threes whenever old William Wade was running a tight ship over there in Baton Rouge.
I remember the Monday after, we all went crazy over him. God, he's been 5 years.
We just started him. Remember, that was weird because Barnes was talking like he wasn't going to play, and then he's in the starting lineup.
Yeah, balling.
And was playing point guard that season, right? I mean, he was at the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20. And he wouldn't pass up an open – he wouldn't pass up a shot from three that back then.
He's also super flashy trying to pass it, which was like, oh, wow, where did this come from? This is going to be fun to watch over the years. Yeah. Little did we know.
And he's turned into like one of the best. I mean, he's just a nightmare. I mean, he did it again tonight.
Yeah, was that Mac he knocked it away from?
Oh, yeah. He picked his pocket, man. He knew exactly what was going on.
Switch Sakai.
Yeah.
The guy's backside and strip the ball.
Patrick is next. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, y'all. I was watching the game with my 3.5-year-old before bedtime. He didn't get to watch the end of it. And he's cheering for the orange team. And his orange team hung a banner tonight. And it gets all in my feels. It's such a cool, cool thing. I hope everybody will not let the South Carolina name on the jersey distract for what a win that was. To go on the road in the league and win a title, it's just tremendous, guys. It's tremendous, and it stands on its own. And we're drinking from the keg of glory tonight. And if I don't have to see that dude Shooty's face, is that his name? Stoody. I don't wish ill on any young man.
Very punchable face.
My gosh. Just like from his time at Vanderbilt, and he's like the bad penny or whatever that you keep. It's late. I'm tired. Like, I wish him well.
He was a Vandy boy, Patrick. He was a Vandy boy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And he freaking wore Tennessee out at Vanderbilt. And if we never see him again, like, he's like the low-key great sports villain of my existence right now. And I don't – no ill will towards him in his future. God bless him. But, God, I hope we don't play him again. Because I just – and he got – to DK tonight, like all that shoving. And side note, I'm proud of both teams for not getting like cheap, because that was an intense slugfest.
Oh, and there were some of those when in the second half when we were running all those baseline screens for Connect, where you'd look up and they wouldn't call a foul. There'd be some poor bastard lying in the second row after
one of those screens. Lying on the ground, but no elbows, no pulling dudes down when they're going up, you know, nothing flagrant. I'm really impressed by South Carolina. I think that's just, I mean, we're in it now, and recency bias. I think it's one of the best ones I've ever seen. I'm so blown away by it. And anyway, it just, yeah, I just hope we never see that kid again. Thanks, guys.
Our best win of this 9-1 stretch was against Auburn here.
The numbers would say that they're the best team.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, we've played everybody now, haven't we, pretty much? We played everybody in the conference now?
Yeah, because we get Kentucky again.
Yeah, Auburn's the best team we faced all year.
Tennessee has more quad one wins today than Auburn has over 5 months.
Really? They don't have a single one?
Well, they've got one. We've got two. Because Florida is now a quad one win.
We've got more than two quad one wins.
No, we have more quad one wins today.
Oh.
Than Auburn has over the 5 months of the season. They've got one, okay. Evidently.
Yeah, I heard Bob and John, it was one earlier in the week, they were talking about how deceptive they both felt like Auburn and Alabama really weren't that good. They made a pretty strong argument for it.
When you looked I told you that like a month ago. I don't know, man. I watched them play a decent amount, and I don't think, you know, Alabama doesn't play any defense. I think Auburn doesn't have much offense, and it's weird. The analytics are in love with them, and they have no respect for South Carolina, who I think is a much better team.
Do you think Carolina's the best team we've played this year? Conference?
No. Oh, maybe in the conference. I don't know. I mean,
the best team we've played all year is Purdue.
Agreed.
With Carolina that night, a close second, but that's just like even Barnes said, you know, that was a terrible, terrible spot to drop that game in there. Coming back from Maui. How long have we been? I mean, we hadn't been home that long. It was the same week.
It's definitely a quick turnaround.
You know. To go in there. God, what a fun year it's been, though. It's been a fun bunch to watch, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's not every day you're able to watch a guy that's in the running for Wooden Award and taking over the conference by storm.
Yeah, and then you've got, you know, the kids that have been here forever, and you've watched them basically grow up. I don't know.
And I mean, we've had some one and dones, but we've never seen one of those on like a really good team that could just take over. I mean, I guess you could say like Kennedy Chandler, but it was, you know, it's a different style whenever it's a point guard like that. Like, this is.
Well, I was thinking about the year we had Jaden and Keon, and then Barnes. I don't like, we got out of that deal quick, and it just, that doesn't work for how I don't, you know, the one and two. Multiple one and done's isn't going to work in the Barnes system. But when you can bring a, you know, somebody like Connect in. It's a little bit different.
Let's get Aaron in here next. What's up, Aaron? Aaron, turn your mic on, brother.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Gotcha. What's up?
All right. So, guys, I don't care what seed we get, 1, 2, 3, 4. The bottom line is we got Dalton Connect and we got a Rick Barnes defense. So I think that can take us as far as we can get because, you know, Dalton Connect is the best offensive player in the country right now as far as I'm concerned. And I don't think that there's anybody that can stop him. And if there's somebody that can't stop him, we got Zakai Ziegler, Jonas Adu, Tobe Awaka that can come up and step up big for this team. I mean, the defense is always going to be there. The offense is going to show up when Dalton Connect shows up. So I'm not to toot my own horn, but I took Dalton Connect after the Michigan State game, the scrimmage to win National Player of the Year. I got pretty good odds on that. So we'll see how that works out if he decides to heat up in the conference tournament. But we'll see how that goes. I wanted to talk about Lamont Paris's game plan on Connect, because it seemed like he wanted to play Connect how he played him in midseason. But this isn't midseason Dalton Connect. This is late in the year Dalton Connect, and it's just a different beast. So I'll let you guys talk.
I think we're having a technical issue there.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. No, you came through. As far as trying to get the mic on, I was having issues with that. I'm trying to look back. I mean, Connect still went off tonight, but I mean, they limited him to 31 last game. And if you just look at how they've played him in the past, I mean, well, I guess this is the only year we can go about it. I'm still kind of just amazed of, you know, the turnaround from year one with South Carolina to year two under Paris, because I think we beat them by a combined 80 points last season.
Yeah, I mean, we walloped them. One of those was like a 50.
But as it relates to how they – I thought they did a good job of just keeping Dalton away from the basket, but obviously around the three-point line, he was able to get, especially in the first half, whatever he wanted. I mean, there was that one stretch where Jimmy Dykes was going off of, like, if they let him get a shot off right here, like, I'm just going to walk out of the gym, because he was just absolutely dominating them. And so I think they started to switch on him a little bit more in the second half, but they were just trying to get to the point where they were running him off the line there late. I'm kind of drawing a blank on how they guarded him in the first game, just simply because, I mean, he could do pretty much whatever he wanted. He just had zero help from any other teammates.
I think that was the deal. They, you know, everybody's kind of went at him defensively in different ways, but I think that was the game where they just kind of let him have his. They just weren't going to let the rest. They didn't care if he got 35. They were going to shut everything else down.
Wasn't that he didn't do much, and it looked like he was – remember everybody was saying he looked tired, and then he went off in the last
– That's right.
We were down like 10 points or so, and then he started just throwing them in from everywhere and got all his points right at the end.
That's right.
And it was just too little too late. Thanks, Aaron. We're going to get Vegas Snitch in here next. Vegas Snitch, you're on the voluntary reaction. Go ahead.
Your mic's on mute, bud.
Sorry. Hey, congrats to all the Vol fans. I think you guys did a great job. I think you guys have had a great season. We've been around for 31 years, and we were odds makers, and, you know, we post content, you know, on our site, so on and so forth. And for the Vols right now on the power index, we still have them four. They have to beat Kentucky at home, in our opinion, for them to hold that one line. And they would have to get at least two wins in the SEC tournament. Because what's the power index that is hovering right over you guys is Arizona, because of their 17.5 point differential. They're not playing competition as Tennessee is. But, you know, if you look at, you know, all the Vegas power rankings, the Dunkel Index, Ken Palm, etc., that's pretty much where Tennessee lies. And I agree with one of the fellows that said it really doesn't matter what seed you guys draw. It's going to come down to, you know, which side of the conferences and who you get paired up with. That Duke, North Carolina, where everyone's talking that they're going to be fighting for a one seed, I believe they're fighting for a two seed. They're on a collision course, you know, to meet in the tournament finals, possibly. Anything can happen. But, you know, kudos to you guys. But right now, we have them, you know, as a four and a half, and literally Arizona as a five. So Your biggest competition for the one line is Arizona, without a doubt. And any Vegas odds maker will tell you the same thing.
Do you have off the top of your head what the line would be on a neutral field or a neutral court for Tennessee versus Arizona?
Arizona -2.5.
Okay.
Yeah, Arizona -2.5. Now, that's our algorithms, and, you know, we work with the Bellagio. So, like, let me look this up. So, BetMGM has it at -3. So, Arizona does get a lot of love from, you know, the odds makers and even the offshores. If you look at the offshores, I don't know if you guys have heard of Pinnacle or Bookmaker. Bookmaker has Arizona as high as a 4.5-point chalk on a neutral site. But it's that Kentucky game because you're playing another ranked team and you're at home. And I know that's not part of the tournament. But if you lose that game, unfortunately, the pundits and then the committee really looks at those classic marquee rivalry matchups, such as, for example, you look at football. Ohio State and Michigan both can be 11-0 going into the last game. And unfortunately, the loser, well, now it's 12 games, but the loser more than likely will be omitted from the playoffs, right? So that's the situation that Tennessee's kind of in. And I think it helps you guys that you guys play Kentucky at home. And then the other thing is that's why teams like Iowa State aren't getting much respect, because I think they're struggling with BYU as we speak, but they're 17-0 at home. So, and the committee doesn't oversee that. Come tournament time, you're not playing at home.
Certainly not.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, right now the Bellagio has you guys ranked, you know, 7th overall. They have Carolina and Arizona ahead of you guys, but that's a top 10 ranking. But point spreads are different. As far as point spread, Arizona's 2.5 on a neutral site.
All right. I can live with that.
Yeah, I think you guys, you know, I have deep ties to Tennessee, a lot of friends, cousins that went to Vanderbilt, a cousin that lives in Nashville, and love coming down to Nashville. So, you know, that's why I wanted to join this, because I just want to give you guys a congrats. That is, in my opinion, a solid win. I wouldn't say it's a great win. It's a solid win. South Carolina does have, you know, a lot of holes, but it's a solid win in the way that you guys controlled that game. So I just want to, you know, tip my hat off to Rocky Top.
Appreciate you, man. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, and good luck to all of you guys.
Thank you.
All the best. Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Vegas Snitch says we're right there with Arizona. My feeling was we have to beat Kentucky and then win on Friday in the SEC tournament, and we're a one seed. He's saying that we really have to win on Saturday.
It's also depending on if Arizona wins out as well.
I thought they didn't count what goes on in the conference tournaments.
No, they count what goes on in the tournament, but it's typically like championship day doesn't matter for, like, that's what's hurt us in the past as far as the seed line goes. They're like, well, whether they win the championship or lose it, we're not going to dock them points.
Bad losses are more impactful than good wins.
He made the point. I don't really think Duke can. I mean, Duke would have to make a deep run in the tournament to get a 2 seed. I haven't really heard much of that conversation. North Carolina, though, I want to say it's Lenardi up until this past week had – no, it was Palm. Palm had North Carolina as the other 1 seed that Tennessee then overtook.
All right, one more speaker here, then we're going to get out of here. We'll have three more hours of coverage tomorrow on The Drive on Fan Run Radio. Of course, John and Bob will be talking about it first thing, 7 a.m. on Fan Run. Be sure to download our free app if you don't have that already. We've recently redone the app. So be sure to get that and be listening to those guys again, bright and early, 7 to 10 a.m. tomorrow. And Bear and I will be back from 3 to 6 on the drive in the afternoon. Buck Fama will be our final speaker tonight. What's up, Buck Fama?
Your mic's on mute, bud. Bottom left corner. Oh, no. It's easy. Smashed.
Buck Fama, you got to turn your mic on, dude. Nobody can hear you.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
Is that better?
That's much better.
I'm always afraid I'll be in the background, if not to you guys. I'm sorry. But he said a bad loss, but Arizona has the worst loss. If I seen something right on Twitter, that they lost to the 156th ranked team, whether it be KenPom or whatever, and our whole total, if you add them up, was 156. They're not playing anyone. I just didn't get that. But on the other hand, I'm putting money on Tennessee.
They do have a better record against quad one teams than we do.
Well, yeah, but they haven't played near as many. And
we're 7-3, and we're 7-5.
They've actually got – all right, then. My bad, you just killed my
I apologize.
It's what he does, Buck Fama. That's Buzzkill Dave. It's what he does. It's what he's here for.
But we Buck Fama, we were talking earlier about how they're the only team in the top 15 as far as net rankings to have a quad three or a quad four loss.
Okay. Well,
to your earlier point about that.
Yeah, because I think I seen something. They lost to the 156th ranked team, and all our total, like when you put all our losses together, they were ranked like 156. This was like a week ago. So maybe I'm wrong, but you seem to know your stats. So
no, it's good. I mean, they put together their conference strength of schedule is not good, but they did actually go out and play some decent non-conference foes.
Yeah, I know they played like Wisconsin, which we both, I believe, beat a couple other ones. You know what? Better off. Give me better odds because I'm putting my money on Tennessee. So
that's worth it. Appreciate you, man. Have a wonderful evening, champion.
Yes, sir. Go Vols. And y'all have a good night. If you're closing down the show, thank you for doing what you do.
No problem, my man. Appreciate you. What Rick Barnes said, quote, "Hey, I'm glad we did this, but here's what you got to understand. I want to play on Monday."
Yeah.
What's on Monday? What am I
missing? The National Championship.
The National Championship
game. Okay.
He wants to play on Monday.
Someone's mad at you, Russell.
Well, it is a day that ends in Y.
I wouldn't say mad, Davey.
Would upset be the better word?
A little disappointed.
Who's mad?
Big Mac.
The guy who came in and insulted me pretty much right off the top of his call. So I say
don't
screw him. I know Bear doesn't agree with that. Yeah, you heard me, Bear.
Big Mac.
Big Mac?
Yeah, Cody.
Oh. Well, piss off.
You referred to everybody as champion except for him.
He left. He forfeited his championship. Sorry, I don't make the rules.
No, I think it kind of hurt his feelings and threw him off. When he came on, he was expecting to say, "Hey, how you doing, champ? Welcome in, champion."
When Cody comes back to Fan Run, and call him a champion. Can't just leave in the middle of the season, go all the way across the country, and then reappear when we're drinking from the keg of glory. That's not how this works, man. Where were you when we lost to Texas A&M, Cody? Where were you when we lost to Mississippi State? We've been through pain. We've been out here bleeding. And now? Now you want to jump back in? Uh-uh. Not on my watch, pal. Be mad. I don't care.
You don't care.
I want to, like my guy Jordan Moore. He didn't tuck tail and run. He's been here through the whole thing. Right, J-Mo?
Exactly. I've been here the whole time. I just wanted to comment on what the previous person was saying. I think he was quoting the tweet that I had. I was using the KenPom rankings. Arizona's worst loss is Oregon State, who is 156th. If you take all six of our losses combined, you combine their rankings, and it's 156. So if you want to look at worst loss, their worst loss is way worse than any loss we've had this season. And, Davey, I understand your point about them being 7-3 and us being 7-5, but their best wins are also our best wins. They beat Wisconsin basically at a home court. We beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin. They beat Alabama. We beat Alabama twice. The only difference in any better win they have is they beat Duke. And other than that, the resumes are pretty much similar.
If I've learned anything, beating Duke on their home court is basically the best win in all of college sports.
This Duke and this Duke with John Shire is not your grandparents' Duke. It's not Coach K, and we can't act like Cameron Indoor is the same Cameron Indoor it was 10 years ago. It's not.
To each their own.
I mean, how many times – I don't know this, and this isn't a gotcha question. How many times has Duke lost at Cameron Indoor in the last handful of years?
If we're going like last 2 years, I'd say probably three times.
How many times have we lost? Once?
Once in, I think, three seasons, or three times in three seasons, I'm pretty sure, because we didn't lose at all. Last season, we lost once this season. I think 2 years ago, we lost twice at home. So three times in three seasons. But I just wanted to comment on what he was saying. I think he was quoting the tweet that I had about the 156th thing. It comes down to beat Kentucky on Saturday. When I think, you know, you win at least that Friday game in the SEC tournament, and you should be a one seed. You win Saturday. That's four straight top 25 wins, four straight quad one wins. And there's still a little bit of movement that can happen to where you could potentially, you know, lose a quad two loss, make it a quad one win, just depending on how the rest of the season plays out and how teams fall. I'm celebrating tonight, excited about tonight. It was a massive win for the program, for the team, for Rick. Season's not over. Still have a lot to play for. And as the great Kobe Bryant once said, the job's not finished.
The dream lives on. Thank you, J-Mo. Appreciate you, my friend. Appreciate all of you. Gentlemen, this has been fantastic. These don't come around every year.
Mm-mm.
Championship voluntary reactions. Cody, I see you. I love you, brother. You're a champion. Congratulations, champions. Bear, Davey, any closing thoughts?
It's Kentucky time. We've got championship.
Already? I'm still smashed from the keg of glory. We were already looking forward to the next one?
Yeah, it's still cold. Somebody slept off the hangover.
Huh? I want to beat Kentucky back. I want to sweep them, make up for last year. Fantastic win tonight. It was on the TV, so I was reading the closed captions. Lamont Paris had an interesting comment about Connect that, you know, as crazy as it sounds, 23-25, they were happy with, you know, where that was at tonight. Cause it basically holding down, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said a prolific score to hold him right to that. And so
I'm glad they're glad. Cause I'm glad.
But anyhow, a great win, unbelievable season, and now we can really, you know, cap it off with a sweep of Kentucky on Saturday would be perfect.
I will end with, it's good to see this team avenge every loss they've at least had the chance to avenge this year. It's so much fun to win games like this that have so much on the line. And again, we're just getting started. There's still a lot of hardware left to win this season. I know the fans, listeners sometimes get a little upset with me when I make the Duke comments. It's all in good fun. Part of it, I do is because I think it's funny. The other part's because it's partially true. But I love each and every one of you all. And I've had a blast celebrating this victory. And let's go do it again on Saturday.
More championships to win. Let's do this two more times. Let's do two more championship voluntary reactions. And then we'll do a couple for baseball, Tony V and the boys, this spring as well. How about that? How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Folks, we love you. For Davey and Bear, I am merely Russell Smith. Tune into Fan Run Radio.